When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome to your weekly fan team video with last year's fan team winner, Josh, who is moving house very soon using some of that fan team money. Josh, I love it. How are you doing?
Yeah, it's about the only sensible thing I'll spend it on, but there you go. Like, at least I'm getting something out of it, right? I'm at my parents' house at the moment, so it's nice to be back in my ends from Birmingham. So here I am. So yeah.
Woo. Yeah. I said you look really nice, and you were showing off your new haircut, and I went, oh no, actually it's just your picture quality is really nice. I can tell you're in a new environment. Is that because you've got that wall behind you, the light reflects it nicely, and yeah, it's all framed. You get that 1080p resolution. It's beautiful.
Yeah, whereas in Balham there's no light whatsoever, so it's just like light doesn't exist there. So like, it's hope maybe in my new house there'll be light and stuff, so maybe my
you would hope so. You'd
maybe
hope
my
so.
Picture will look good there. I don't know, we'll have to test it out the first week.
Yeah, we've got a few different things to talk about today. The monster game for the weekend isn't out yet, which is our normal kind of format for this, so we can't talk about that. So instead, we're going to talk about the Thursday main event tonight. To be honest, all anyone cares about is the Thursday games. It feels like, I mean, not like Christmas, but like a bit like Christmas. You know, like when you're waiting like days and days and days and they tick down and stuff. Like, I'm really excited. I'm really, really annoyed by the Reece James news, because he's captain on all of my teams on fan team, my FPL team. I know he got a big haul, but you can't help but be frustrated by that. Were you burnt by that at all?
Yeah, I've got him captain on FPL, yeah. So to be honest, mate, you've got to be greedy on this game. Like, it sounds silly, but like, we didn't see any Salah captain as in week 26 saying, oh, he can just stop against Leeds now, you know what I mean? It was like, yeah, get another one. So I think we're right to feel a bit hard done by the fact that he's not playing at all. But it hopefully boosts my fan teams a little bit, because I don't have any of him over here. So it's not been a good week for me on this game, for sure.
No, I think if you told me that, you know, he'd get 18 points and only play one game, I would have obviously taken that beforehand. But the injury itself was, you know, he gets a knock, comes off for 70 minutes. You think to yourself, oh, that's good. He's come off 70 minutes. He's definitely going to line up against Norwich. And he comes out and says, oh, no, I'm fine. Like, on to the next game. And then out of nowhere, you just get this comment, which is, oh, no, it's much worse than we feared. And he needs a scan and all that. So, yeah, it's I don't care. I feel frustrated, and I don't care what anyone says if I shouldn't. Hello to everyone in the chat. Hello to Ryan Adams. Is it the Ryan Adams, do you reckon? Or is it? It can't be the Ryan Adams. Or Brock, you know.
There's a 50-50 chance it either is or it isn't. So yeah.
Well, sing us a song, Ryan, if it is. Minimum number of good doublers or premium doublers. As I stay with the pack. Yeah, we'll talk a bit more about. We will touch on the season long teams as well, because I missed a week last week. It kind of broke my heart. I've had a better week this week. You've had the opposite. You've sunk a little bit. We're not going to talk about the Champions League, because you're absolutely flying in that, and no one wants to hear about your, what did you say, 15 teams in the top 60? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I mean, it's Lewandowski captain. I've nailed it this week, but like, yeah. I know a lot of other people had it as well. So,
well, Lynn's in the chat. I know for a fact Lynn didn't captain Lewandowski in any of her teams. I listened to her as well. I took the captaincy off him, all mine. Cheers for that, Lynn. She's also in the chat posting Doors. Be interested to know, are you team Doors or team Wheels?
I am absolutely certain there's more Doors. Like, I don't even think it's close.
Wow.
But like, yeah. I've been thinking about it a lot, like late at night, you know what I mean? It's been like helping me to sleep kind of thing. But I'm virtually sure there's more Doors. But like, I don't know how you count it, because like, it's not just cars against houses, right? Like, there's so much more to it than that. So it's like, yeah, we probably need a whole new stream. Maybe next week we can do a whole stream.
Maybe we should do a stream on it. Yeah. I'm Tim Wheels, by the way. Just, you know. Just a dad posting stuff. Morning all. Afternoon. Just his afternoon. But yeah, morning's fine. FPL Timbers. Hi, Chaz. Hi, Az and Josh. And that is a hard name to pronounce. Ali Faxand? Maybe that's right. Let's start with Chelsea. Yeah, I mean, we can talk about Chelsea, actually. Before we get into the fan team stuff, we've had the news today that there's kind of sanctions being imposed on them. They're still able to kind of operate as a club, but for all intents and purposes, they're in big trouble, right? Like administration could be on the cards, 9-point penalty. I mean, this is why Abramovich wanted to sell up so quickly. What did you make of it all? I don't know a huge amount about it, but it surely spells a bit of trouble for them in the longer term.
Yeah, the immediate assessment from Chelsea fans and non-Chelsea fans is, oh, I think Chelsea are in trouble here. And I think that's all we know at this stage. I think administration is very, very possible from what I've read so far. Probably comes in maybe next year. I don't know, like in terms of any deductions or whatever, because there has to be a deduction if that happens. Obviously, like it's all the Football League clubs get points deducted for administration. I don't think it's happened to a Prem team for a long time, though, has it? If ever.
No.
Not sure. It's crazy. No. I know Everton, there's talks of Everton for financial fair play as well. So they had that news yesterday that they're in big trouble for financial fair play. Yeah. So it could be a low points total to finish in certain positions next year if there's a few deductions, and assuming Everton stay up, which is quite a big stretch at this stage, I'd say.
It is. I mean, Everton almost certainly going to have to fire sale some of their big names. I mean, there's absolutely no way that Richarlison's going to stay here, for example. But anyway, we will touch on Chelsea a bit more as we go, some of their players. I mean, in terms of whether they'll be affected, I assume it's business as usual for them. I wouldn't worry too much about them. Maybe in the summer and stuff, it'll be a bit different. But I think for now, we just have to assume they're going to kind of carry on and rumble on. Okay, so we're going to switch over to Fantasy now. We're going to start with the Thursday main event. Before we start talking about this, obviously, Fan Team is a form of gambling. So gambleaware.co.uk. This is for 18 plus people only. If you're here and you want some Premier League stuff, I mean, it might still be interesting for us to be talking about what we think is going to happen tonight, even though it has absolutely no bearing on what's going to happen. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, this is a Fan Team stream where we're going to be talking about the Fan Team game where you pay money to enter. And the games that we're talking about tonight is called the Thursday Main Event. You can go onto the Fan Team website. There's links in the description. There's a £1.68 buy-in and like a £12 buy-in as well. And not many people signed up. I mean, I'm on the £1.68 buy-in. There's 130 entries so far. 1,437 is the max that it can be. So yeah, go ahead and have a go if you think you might be up for it. And of course, if you can afford to do it as well. Right, let's switch over to this straight away then. Okay, so the games we've got tonight: Norwich, Chelsea, Southampton, Newcastle, Wolves, Watford, Leeds, Villa. How many players have you got roughly across your different teams in this, you reckon? Have you stocked up on double gaming players?
Oh, sorry. So in my season long teams, you mean?
Well, just kind of everything.
Yeah. So I mean, on FPL, I've got every single one of my players has a double game week. So I've got everyone but Reece James playing tonight, effectively.
Yep.
That sort of worked both ways because I missed the Salah blank, but I also missed the Kane Hall. So I think overall it probably was like average, like not including those two, if that makes sense. I also missed the Trent points, which was very annoying because a lot of people had those, obviously.
Trent's and Saka, they were pains.
I benched those two players on every single one of my fan teams. So that's why it was such a disaster week for me. I had Kane and Salah starting, and then everyone else has got a double game week, and I have no Reece James on fan team. So I think technically I have 9 plus captain to go tonight on every single team, which hopefully will get me some points. Fingers crossed. I mean, quite a few of those include the likes of Luca Dean, Josh King, who have single game weeks at best, you know what I mean? Because they missed the first games, obviously. So it's been a bad week. But yeah, I'm quite well stocked. But I think this main event tournament could be really good for people who maybe feel like they're a little bit under on double game week players tonight. So they can just give this a go and hopefully win a bit of money on the Thursday main event at least.
Yeah, so Thursday main event is a little bit different to things like the Monster. You essentially pick 6 players and your captain and vice captain earn, 2 and 1.5? Is that right?
1.5 and 1.2.
Okay, 1.5 and 1.2. Shows how much I know about this stuff. What makes it tricky though is when you captain a player, their price basically increases. So trying to build a team of like good players is actually quite challenging and actually quite interesting because you know, so you think you've built a team and you have one on the captain and then you suddenly over budget, then you've got to reduce someone and bring someone in. So we'll talk through kind of the players that we've got in that. I mean,
this is so funny. This first page is so funny. It's just 100% Chelsea players. I've never seen anything like it. I think that's just so funny.
I think that sums up who they think is going to be the big point scorers this week. I mean, it's hard to argue. Norwich is the bottom. I mean, they're the bottom in the league, bottom in terms of attacking data, bottom in terms of defensive data. You know, they've got no chance of staying up, and you'd expect Chelsea to roll them over. Well, let's start with Norwich and Chelsea then. I mean, it was a good performance against Burnley, but Burnley were unlucky not to score at least one goal in that match. Reece James is injured. We think Azpilicueta is probably going to come back into that spot. I think he's fit. I mean, he could play Hudson-Odoi there, but we don't really know what's going to happen. What were you thinking with Chelsea? I mean, who's going to get the goals? Havertz got the two goals against Burnley. Do you think he's a lock?
I think he plays for sure. And I think you still, well, to be honest with this, you don't really need the safety net because you're going to get the lineups. So you obviously get to see the lineups and then adjust there. But for example, Azpilicueta's got a safety net of Thiago Silva. So that's perfect. Like, he's a great pick. Similarly with Havertz, I'm guessing he's almost the top pick. Like, maybe just below Mount. Yeah. So you got Ziyech, Pulisic just below Havertz. So again, you don't need to worry about the rotation, even if you can't see the lineups at seven for whatever reason, if you're busy or whatever. I think you can still set a team and be happy with Havertz. Is just great if he's playing up front out of position, for example. Azpilicueta, I think, as a right wing back, is an amazing pick as well. And like, it'll be interesting to see what they do on the left hand side. Was it Sol who played last game at left wing back? I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, it was. Yeah.
That's so interesting. Like, because obviously he's not a pick, I don't think. I think because you'd want a defender, right? You'd want someone who gets the potential clean sheet points as well. But I still think you can pick Alonso with a possible safety net of like Rudiger, for example. I think that's absolutely fine, obviously.
I mean, let's assume that whoever we pick, let's pick the best players and not to worry too much about the safety net. Because I think, like you say, the safety net's less important because we know who's going to play. So if we think Alonso's the best option if he plays, let's pick him. And then, you know, we can always move down.
I do. Yes, I think he is. Yeah, like, I mean, we've seen people rotating wing backs and full backs against Norwich. It's been a common theme in the last 4 or 5 weeks. If Alonso plays, he's clearly the most attacking defender, and like, he could get an absolute haul in the same way James got a haul against Burnley. I think. Well, I mean, I hope you agree with that, or what do you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, you could go for Rudiger, but I don't know why you would. When you can see the lineups, you know who's going to play, and if you actually get a defender playing in that right wing back spot, then they're surely the ones that you go for, because they've got more chance of getting attacking returns than Rudiger has, or Thiago Silva, one of the centre backs. You pick them for the nailed onness, right? But you don't need to do that in this game because you know who's going to play. What about the attacking spot then? Because I mean, you obviously want to have one attacker. I mean, you've got, I'd say it's between Havertz, Ziyech, and Pulisic, right? Between one of those three. Pulisic has been really good lately, really impressed me. Ziyech was brilliant until his injury, but then it's Havertz who's the one that got the goals against Burnley. I think any of those three are a good pick. Who would you favour?
Yeah, I think if I was doing like five lineups, I would just rotate it genuinely. I'd probably do two with Havertz, two with Pulisic, one with Ziyech, or the other way around. Havertz has played 90 the last two games, which is really interesting because you'd think Lukaku would come on in that slot. You know what I mean? Like, you'd think that would be like an automatic.
He got a rest in the cup. He got a rest in the FA Cup.
Yeah, but Havertz has played 90 in the last two league games, I should say. Pulisic as well has played 90 in the last two league games, which he never, ever plays 90. So that's really interesting that he's been favoured there. Maybe the James injury has had something to do with this because it's taken one of the three subs, you know what I mean, if that makes sense, on the weekend. But yeah, this, I think now I've seen this, even Ziyech has played 89 and 90 in the last two games he's been available for. So I think all three are on the table, and it's going to be personal preference. I would probably punt Pulisic, I think. I think he's looked the best out of the three. I mean, I know Havertz got two goals at the weekend, but I think Pulisic is like the fun one. He'll probably get less ownership as well because I think a lot will flock to Havertz. So I think I would go for him if I had to go for one.
We agreed. I thought we were definitely going to argue about that. I agree. I think you can make cases for all three, obviously. I think Ziyech just worries me a little bit. When a player comes back from injury like that, you've got to think minutes are going to be managed a little bit. You know, they've got important game coming up at the weekend, and then another in the Champions League as well, which he might be using that. I mean, he was playing pretty much every minute for Chelsea. He was in such good form before the injury. So it's a bit of a case, I think, of getting him back up to fitness. He hasn't been out for a crazy amount of time, but there might still be a bit of rust, a bit of that. Havertz is the kind of obvious one after the two goals that he got, but I look at Pulisic and the way he's playing at the moment, and I think you're completely right. I think everyone's going to go for Havertz, but I think Pulisic has arguably a bigger ceiling for him in that match. So I think we should go for him. I'd probably make the case for him to be captain as well, but he is really expensive at 13. What about Mount, though? We didn't mention Mount. Mount's the most expensive player this week, 13.8.
Like I said, I think I started at Havertz because I think I just take Havertz over Mount. I think that was my thinking, but I then think maybe I'd take Pulisic even more than Havertz. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I think if Havertz and Mount were the same price, I think it'd be quite close. But I think with the 0-4 saving, I think that makes quite a difference. And like the fact that Havertz is playing striker, I think I do prefer it. But if anyone wants to pick Mason Mount, that is obviously absolutely fine as well. I think it's, again, slightly personal preference in this Chelsea mid slot.
So do you think our ranking would be Pulisic, Havertz, Mount, Ziyech?
Yes, definitely. That's what we've decided, I think. And I mean, it'd be really interesting if people can build a team with two of those in and still make it look quite good, because I think that could be quite differential because they're so expensive. Like, it's really hard to put two of them in, I think, in a six-man lineup.
Let's have a look at some of the other players, maybe some of the cheaper players like to get in. So if I put this down to, well, let's say 9 million, something like that, and players that are available. So I'm already seeing we've got quite a few Wolves players in there, which is interesting considering they play Watford, who, you know, is arguably a good fish, although Wolves themselves are in a really poor form. What have you made of Wolves lately? I mean, I know what you're going to say, they've been rubbish, because they have, but, you know, absolutely trounced by Palace, but now a very winnable home game against Watford. Are you looking at any of their players?
No, I don't think so. So, like, the start of their decline has coupled very nicely with the moment where I brought in Triple Wolves defence into my fantasy football team. So,
now it's your fault.
I think it's my fault, yeah. So, I think they're probably just going to concede one or two goals every game for the rest of the season. I don't know, based on that, based on my amazing jinxing, I think, of the situation. But I wouldn't pick an attacker from Wolves in pretty much any game, I don't think, because I think it's like likely to be just one goal for the whole team, like in most games. And then the defence, I think if there was a fixture to pick the defence, it's probably this one. I think Watford at home is a very, very strong fixture. But I mean, Watford looked brilliant in spells against Arsenal, to be honest. Like, they scored two lovely goals. So, yeah, I think if I was going to play any Wolves, it would be a defender or the keeper. But I'm not sold on, like, I'm not attached to that. You know what I mean? I'm happy to just skip that.
I mean, the Watford strikers are cheaper than the Wolves defenders. Dennis is 7-1, Cucho 6-4, for example. Pedro, if he played, is 6-3. I think the Wolves defenders are all around 8.5 and slightly under. Do you reckon this is a game to avoid, or do you reckon we go? I mean, the Wolves defenders are the safe option, I guess. I mean, Dennis seems all right at 7-1. It's a good time to play Wolves at the moment, I think, for Watford.
I think if you only want to play one player from this game, I think you just play Dennis, genuinely, and just hope that Watford have one of their weird games where they score two or three goals, like they did against Man United, for example, where they got four.
A bit less likely under Hodgson, though.
Yeah, I think if you want to play two, then I think you probably just double Wolves defence and go that way, if that makes sense. Like, I think you want to, like, back your read kind of thing. But with just one, I'd go, I think it's just Dennis. And I think he's a good pick. And I want to just see what price Sissoko is, but I don't think that's very exciting.
So 5-9.
Yeah, I'd just go Dennis for the price difference there. I think Dennis is worth the extra, I think.
I think a game with some good potential, though, and one of the games I'm looking forward to tonight, I mean, I've got your best mate in my FPL team, Ward-Prowse. But Southampton Newcastle should be a good game. I mean, Newcastle have been in great form lately. Ryan Fraser has been smashing it. Southampton have been really good attacking wise, one of the best attacking teams over the last kind of six games. But then a really poor performance and result against Villa. That was like old Southampton style, you know, where they're just getting torn apart. I mean, they could have lost that game 7-0, 8-0. You know, the amount of chances Coutinho had in that match, and Watkins missed a few sitters as well. They were absolutely awful. They're a funny team, Southampton, aren't they? Because it can just switch so quickly between playing so well and a result like that. What do you reckon happens in this game against Newcastle?
I think both teams will score in this game. I'll be willing to put my neck on the line and say that. I think Newcastle have looked really nice going forward in the last sort of... I think in the seven games Chris Wood started, they've got 17 points. That's like unbelievable form. 5 wins, 2 draws. Like, that's like amazing.
I was listening to Five Live the other day. I can't remember who it was, but that, he was talking about the Newcastle job, and they said, "Oh, do you think Howard's doing well?" And he was like, "I think he's doing the bare minimum. I don't think he's doing anything inspirational there. I think, you know, any manager could have come in with the money they've got and turned him around." I was just like, "Are you having a laugh?" It's like they lost their best player for injury for a start. Like, Trippier was their best signing, and he's injured. They've only signed like Dan Burn and a couple of other people. He's like completely transformed. Look, they hadn't won before he took over, and like you say, they've got
they're in Champions League form now. Yeah, they're like going for the Champions League. It's like,
I couldn't believe. I mean, I know a lot of the time they do stuff like a bit of clickbait and conversation, but it was Jordan. It was just absolutely ridiculous commentary. I mean, I knew Brighton would lose that game against Newcastle because it's an awful time to be playing them. And I think Southampton will go into this probably the underdogs
Which is crazy. I think Newcastle might still be, if you are interested in like betting or anything, I think Newcastle will still be like underdogs on the odds kind of thing. You know what I mean? So I think it could be a little bit of value tonight, yeah, like you said.
Well, they are massively underdogs on FanTeam, because if you look at the prices, I mean, the most expensive Newcastle player is St. Maximan at 8.1, and on Southampton, Ward-Prowse is the most expensive at 10.9. So there's a massive difference between the two.
I saw Ward-Prowse nestled between the Chelsea players, I was going to say. He was all the way at the top, wasn't he? He was like right at the top, like on page 2, so yeah.
Surely we go Fraser, though, at 7.6.
Yeah, I love it. And I think he'll be popular, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that if he's just genuinely a good pick. I think it's fine to pick Fraser, yeah.
Shar as well, Shar 5.3. God, if you need money. I mean, the Newcastle defence has been massively improved under Howe as well. So again, if you need a bargain, I think looking at Shar. Oh, sorry, it's Shar. I was corrected. It's Fabian Shar. Shar and Target, yep. 5.3 and 5.4, respectively. So do we just ignore Southampton then?
Yeah, I take Fraser and I ignore Southampton because, like you say, I think Southampton are overpriced, unfortunately. But I think the last game, again, I think it's a really exciting game. I think this could be a really good game, this one. Maybe Jesse Marsh has had a chance to like implement a few of his tactics like after he's had like a week and a bit now in charge. So maybe Leeds can try and threaten the goal this game rather than what they did against Leicester. I don't know.
So I would say, considering we've got 26.9 million left, we probably go for whoever we think is the best looking player in this game, right? Which is probably Coutinho, surely. Yep. He's cheap. 9.3. He's less than Rafinha.
Yeah, we do need to put the captain and vice captain on there. So that'll cost us some money as well, remember.
I am aware of that.
Yeah, perfect. yeah. Because otherwise we'd just put two more Chelsea players in and close the app, wouldn't we? Probably.
Well, I was thinking that, yeah. I mean, if we captain Pulisic and vice captain Alonso, that gives us 8.8 to spend on our final.
Ramsey's 8.7. It's not bad, I'll tell you that. I think Rafinha's around there as well. I don't think he would be a terrible pick.
He's 9.9.
Oh, that's too much.
He's a lot.
I'd pick Harrison if I had more confidence that like the new manager liked him, but he's the kind of player that comes in and out of the team, you know what I mean, when there's like a new manager, where it's like the only one I'm sure will play is like Rafinha, but again, we get the lineup, so we could always swap him out, I suppose.
I mean, so Maximan's 8.1.
That's great as well, yeah.
Which I like. I mean, he's probably going to start this game, isn't he? I like Ramsey though, 8.7.
Yeah, I mean, we can either go Fraser and Ramsey, or you switch it to like St. Maximan and, oh no, it'd be St. Maximan and St. Maximan. That doesn't make sense. Yeah. I think Fraser Ramsey and Ramsey's really nice.
Yeah, let's go Ramsey. So you happy with that then? We got Pulisic captain, Alonso, Fraser, Coutinho, Ramsey and Dennis.
I think that's great. And just to say, well, like what you said earlier, I think if someone was to go like double Newcastle defence, you could literally pick 4 Chelsea players with that, I think, genuinely, and like be able to afford it probably, which is like, that could be so interesting if you just like went Share and Target, and then just like 3 Chelsea players maybe and the likes of Coutinho, I think you can make a really nice team like that. So this is really fun slate tonight. And I think the most interesting 2 games for me are the last 2 we talked about. So Southampton, Newcastle and Leeds Villa. I think they could be really, really fun games. So fingers crossed there's some goals and stuff.
I mean, the prices are nice, right? Because, I mean, you've got Watkins and Ings both under 10 at 9.7, 9.5. I mean, Ings at 9.5 is a nice option playing Leeds. Any striker playing Leeds is someone that you want to kind of look at. You look at Southampton, we haven't mentioned, you know, like Brozier, Che Adams, they're both kind of around the 10 million mark. Ward-Prowse, like we said, as well. I mean, someone like Walker Peters, I mean, the form he's been in has been incredible. If he's going to come back into the fold as well. So there's plenty of choice that you can have with this team. And when you captain and vice-captain your Chelsea players, you do lose a lot of budget. So you've got to kind of try and make it up by picking some of these other guys. Nuclear Adams in the chat mentioned Dan James as well. I wouldn't be entirely surprised to see him missing out tonight, given that he's terrible.
Yeah, but if he's in the lineup, I think he's a good pick. Again, out of position, yeah. Isn't he? So, like, people can put him in maybe at half seven, yeah, or something.
Exactly. If he plays, yeah, he's probably not a bad pick. He's 9-1, so he's in between Rafinha and Harrison. And Roberts is out as well, isn't he, now? So, you know, they've got a few less options there.
They've priced it where you can have, like, if you choose to only have one or zero Chelsea players, you can pretty much pick whoever else you want on the whole game. And you, so if you really just thought Chelsea might be 2-1 or something weird, or like maybe even Norwich get a shock result 1-1 or something weird like that, you could literally pick Rafinha, Coutinho, even like Adams or Brozier or Ward-Prowse or something, some Maximum Fraser, and then you could even pair it with like Dennis or something. And you could have like literally whatever you wanted other than the Chelsea boys, but I think it's nice to have one Chelsea player because they're the most likely team to score, aren't they? I think so.
They are. Yep, absolutely. Cool. So that's that done. So I need to sneeze. Do I? Okay. Or maybe. This is the content people want, right? Nope, I'm good. Before we go, we'll just touch on the season-long game and we'll do the second chance. I mean, I'm not doing great. I'm not afraid to show people. Like I said, I missed the deadline the week before last, which was an absolute travesty. I've got two teams in the top 10K. One's 8K, one's 1.6. My team is Saar. My other team's doing best. Saar, Trent, James, Gabriel, Aitnori, Son, Salah, Rafinha, Lacazette, Jimenez, and Brozier. So I've got, Jimenez, Rafinha, Aitnori, Saar. I mean, it's not even many players left to play. It's not great, let's be honest. You're doing a bit better though, right? Well, you're having a bad week this week, but you've got quite a few left to play tonight, you said.
Yeah, so on like every team, because I wildcarded most of my teams, either 26 or 27. So they're all very, very similar in the sense they've got like a bit of Liverpool, a bit of Arsenal, and then all the rest is just like players who double in 28 or 29, or in the Newcastle players case, both of those weeks. So my top team is Dubravka in goal, Cody, Sace, Kilman, so the three idiots at the back, and then I've got Luka Dean as well. Then I've got Ward-Prowse, Salah, Rafinha captain, Coutinho, Kane, Wood. So only Kane
and loads.
Yeah, only Kane and Salah have played once there, and everyone else has got two games. And I mean, I'm not going to say it's lucky to not have Reece James, but at least it's like not a player missing for tonight. You know what I mean? Mm. So I've got like nine plus captain to play tonight. So effectively 10. So yeah. But annoyingly, I've got Saka and Trent second and third sub. So that's 21 points. Just like, yeah, I could do with those. You know what I mean? That it'd be a good week to have those instead of the two idiot Wolves defenders, I think, or whatever. So yeah.
FPL Eze asks, in the second chance game, if I own Emerson, do I get Doherty if he starts both games, or do I get Emerson potential sub? If you've got points from Doherty, he won't get subbed out for Emerson. I think that's the question, right?
Yeah, so if Emerson starts either game, you will keep Emerson. You won't get Doherty. Yeah. If Doherty's cheaper than Emerson, which I presume he is, then you will get Doherty on for Emerson if Emerson starts neither. So yeah, that's really relevant for next game week, because obviously Tottenham have got the double, which is like the only week where I wouldn't be happy having Doherty, or like I would want him, but I'd be a bit nervous he wouldn't start both. You know what I mean? So in any other week, I think it's great to just have Doherty, to be honest.
Oh, that's a hell of a safety net, isn't it? If you've got Emerson, you're going to be getting Doherty in. Imagine that in like a double game. Imagine a player gets subbed in for you on a safety net who gets like a double game and gets like 30 points. That could be some absolutely massive swings, you know, with things like that.
Yeah, so even week on week, you see this, not in a double game week, but the City mids are just ridiculous. So like some weeks you just end up like you pick Say you pick Mahrez, you'll get Foden off of Mahrez if Mahrez doesn't play, and Foden could literally get a hat trick. Like that wouldn't even be a surprise to anyone, I don't think. So yeah, the City mids are really fun to own on this game. Like the safety net makes it so interesting because on the Champions League game, the City mids are actually priced at like 11 or 12 million because they've got a safety net. But on the Premier League version of the second chance game where you get safety net, they're only 7 or 8 million. So you get like a 4 million saving per player, basically. Yeah. So on the second chance game, I can't stress enough, the City mids are sort of like cheat codes from week 31 onwards after they're blanking 30. I think they're like really good ways to get value in your team.
Yeah, my second chance teams aren't doing amazing either. Although my best one, I did captain Coutinho and I bought in Fraser. So that was something, at least. I am using this season. There is a lot going on with all these different games and the Champions League game and all the multiple teams and stuff. I have found it, I think I've said to you before, I have found it quite overwhelming at times trying to kind of get to grips with everything. So I think if people are playing it and they're kind of struggling like I am and, you know, getting a bit frustrated with things, I think that's pretty normal with a kind of a new format like that. You think about like FPL and your first season of FPL. You know, you wouldn't, you know, people get confused by the chips, people get confused by kind of a whole manner of things. I think fan team is very similar to FPL in a lot of ways. So you've got a bit of a head start, but also there's a lot of differences between it, especially when you start adding like the second chance and the safety nets and trying to work out the optimum strategies with things like that. So yeah, my advice is from someone who is struggling across every format, don't beat yourself up too much about it. But this is my second chance on the screen. I'm not really very hopeful of any kind of big finishes across anything, but I'm enjoying it. I'm still enjoying it, like learning the different games and things. I'm just so annoyed I missed that deadline. That's the killer, isn't it? When you miss a deadline.
Yeah, it's just...
I'll think about it.
Yeah, and to be honest, I love what they've done with this second chance. They've literally given everyone a free entry to like learn how to play, to test it out. So people... I mean, my brother gave Second Chance a go, for example, like, and he's not really an FPL player, but he got to just like see what it's like to like play every week and like make a transfer every week. You know what I mean? And it's just a really nice way to introduce people. And like you say, because it's free, you can't beat yourself up that much that it's not quite gone well because it's a new format and ultimately you didn't lose any money trying it out. So it's just a bit of time invested more, and that's the only thing really, isn't it? So all good.
Exactly. Yep. Absolutely. Josh, I think we'll call it there. We've done 35. Hopefully people have enjoyed that. Good luck with the football tonight. Hope everyone's FPL teams and fan teams and everything else you've got going on tonight comes in. Should be an interesting one. Josh and I will be back next week, probably with Monster stuff. I love that Monster's become a term that I just use like freely now, like it's completely normal, even though it's not. It's, you know, out of context, but like, what the hell is he talking about? We'll definitely be back next week doing one of these. But Josh, thanks.